The Force Field is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, for IT service providers, it's The Force Field with Rick Savoia. And now, here is your host, Rick Savoia.
Greetings, providers. Welcome to the unofficial podcast for IT service providers, The Force Field. I am your host, Rick Savoia, and during the next half hour, we'll cover the news, views, reviews, and interviews for and about the IT industry and the Force Field community. Our call-in segment and comment line is open to all listeners Saturday nights from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern. Call 407-278-5698. That's 407-278-5698. Or you can call in via Skype at Savoia Computer if you'd like to be part of the show. In our last episode, we talked with an entrepreneur who created a new kind of platform that could change the rules of engagement between buyer and provider to bring balance, trust, and profitability to all sides. He told us what this platform is, how it works, and what makes it different from all the other service platforms on the net. Today we'll conclude our discussion with him and find out how we can best leverage the unique attributes of this platform to help our own businesses become more profitable. But first, let's take a look at what's going on elsewhere in the IT industry. AMD announced the release of its FX Series 8-core processor October 12th. The new processors use AMD's new Bulldozer multi-core architecture and allow for megatasking, multiple display gaming, and creation of HD content. AMD recently set a Guinness World Record title for highest frequency of a computer processor by overclocking one of their 8-core FX processors at 8.429 GHz. Windows Guides is offering a free PC maintenance ebook to IT professionals. The PC Maintenance Handbook, 2nd edition, offers simple advice on keeping your PC clean and up to speed. The free ebook is available to qualified professionals. To receive the PC Maintenance Handbook, 2nd edition, go to theforcefield.tradepub.com/free/W_WIN-B03 or click on the link in the show notes for this episode. There are many aspects of owning and operating a computer business. Unfortunately, the formality of paperwork is one of those that is often overlooked until the moment it's needed. Work orders, contracts, service checklists, and invoices are things every business owner needs, but doesn't always have the time, experience, or patience to create from scratch. And the legal documents such as maintenance contracts? Don't get me started on that. Fortunately, you don't have to start from square one. Bryce Whitty at TechNibble has just released a kit that has it all, the Computer Business Kit. The Computer Business Kit contains over 30 ready-to-use legal documents, computer business forms, and marketing templates to help you protect yourself and look professional. Invoices, terms of sale, maintenance contracts, it's all here in a compilation of easy-to-use and customizable forms and legal documents. But that's not all. The kit also includes 27 marketing templates, lists of suppliers in the U.S., U.K., Canada, and Australia, lists of computer recyclers, and discounts on many leading computer products. Bryce has already done the hard work of creating these templates, so you don't have to. All you need to do is replace the sample logo and contact details with yours, and you're ready to go. If you paid a lawyer to draft similar documents, it would cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars. With the Computer Business Kit, you can get started for only $99. The Computer Business Kit is instantly downloadable and comes with a money-back guarantee. And each purchase through the Force Field will help keep the Force Field podcast going and help keep the site online. To order the computer business kit, simply go to technibble.com/AFF/forcefield or click on the link in the show notes in the RSS feed for this episode. And finally, Microsoft has created a new web-based tool to test the security of your browser. Redmond launched yourbrowsermatters.org October 11th. When a user lands on the site, their browser is tested and within seconds returns a security score from 0 to 4. Of course, Microsoft Internet Explorer 9 scores a perfect 4, the highest, with Internet Explorer 8 scoring a 3. Chrome scores a 2.5, and Firefox scores a 2. Opera and Safari don't even register. You can test your browser at yourbrowsermatters.org. You don't have to go far to find the irony in this. While Explorer has come a long way since the days of Internet Explorer 6, as far as security is concerned, I find it difficult to believe that any web browser that is directly tied to the kernel of the operating system it runs on is actually safer than one that isn't, especially when that operating system is Microsoft Windows. From the moment I landed on the site, I thought the test was more about marketing than security. Giving Internet Explorer an obviously perfect score is one thing, but rating the other browsers so low in comparison does seem disingenuous and somewhat insulting, especially when one of those browsers is Firefox. Since Mozilla tends to patch security issues in Firefox more quickly than Microsoft patches Internet Explorer, one would think Firefox would at least score higher than a 2. Mozilla thinks so too. In an email to Computer World, Mozilla Director of Firefox Engineering Jonathan Nightingale said the browser test is more notable for the things it fails to include. Does Microsoft actually expect everyone to suspend reality for a moment and trust a company with a vested interest in their own browser to create a test that is truly impartial to all browsers? If so, someone in Redmond has taken one too many trips to Fantasy Island. Then again, perhaps Microsoft has started a new trend. What if Apple, Google, Mozilla, and all the other browser developers decide to retaliate in kind? Imagine if all the other browsers offer their own security test, each providing predictable results. If and when that happens, essentially, the browser wars are over. Because, at that point, the war between the browsers will no longer be a competition. It will be a joke. And that's the news in the force field. Usually we have a commercial break where we showcase a specific, personally approved sponsor. This week we're going to take a break from that and spend a minute or two getting to know the forcefield.net. Although it is the official home of the Forcefield podcast, it is really much more. It's a web portal with news, blogs, resources, and reviews from inside the IT industry. There's the latest news releases from major tech companies, reviews of new products and services, blogs and discussions about trending topics in tech fields, and sources of information for learning the ins and outs of the IT industry. The ForceField.net also features the ForceField Forums, a community of techs who collaborate, support one another, and discuss the issues vital to their businesses. In addition, there are articles, books, videos, and access to free industry trade publications, such as periodicals, e-books, and white papers, all there to help you learn more about the business of tech. Most of the resources inside the Force Field are accessible to members only. However, membership is free. To join, simply register at www.theforcefield.net. Join today and build your business inside the force field. You're listening to The Force Field, and this is the part of the show I look forward to the most, as it is the opportunity to talk to my fellow professionals in the field. If you'd like to talk or leave a comment to use in an upcoming episode, you can call me at 407-CPU-JOY-8. That's 407-278-5698. or through Skype at Savoy Computer. If you don't have Skype, simply go to the Force Field Podcast episodes page at theforcefield.net and click the Skype icon located on the right sidebar. The download is free, the call is free, and the show is free. And you can't beat free. So call in and dare to enter the Force Field. In our last episode, we talked with former OnForce founder and CEO Jeff Leventhal, who launched a new type of service platform called Work Market. We learned how it works, who is working with him to bring it online, and what makes it different and unique from all the other platforms in the IT marketplace. Today we'll continue our discussion with Jeff and learn more about the Work Market platform. We'll address concerns within the Force Field community as to whether or not this new platform will deliver as expected, discuss how techs are leveraging Work Market to manage labor projects for their own businesses, and how you can help influence its direction in the future, as we conclude with part two of a two-part introduction to Work Market. And we're speaking with Jeff Leventhal. Hi, Jeff. Welcome back to the Force Field.
Hey, Rick.
Now, we were talking about the labor resource platform, and then I think you took us on kind of a more of an overview of how the platform is intended to work. I just want to go over one specific area of concern from the members of the Force Field forums.
Sure.
A lot of the current and former OnForce providers, you know, pretty much jumped on Work Market when it was first announced.
Mm-hmm.
And they jumped on it as the answer to what they consider are serious shortcomings with some of the service platforms, such as OnForce and some of the other ones, that particularly with the low rates that are offered on some of the work orders and the high fees that are charged by the platforms, where they feel that it's not really profitable for them anymore, especially in this, you know, in this current economy with high gas prices, the travel costs associated with going back and forth, and other things. There are concerns within the Force Field Forum community that they will experience the same thing on Work Market. What's your take on this?
Well, first of all, we're definitely leading the charge here with cost, right? You know, we've built our product. I don't think we could have come back to market unless our product was faster, better, and cheaper, right? And so it is our opinion that our product, you know, meets all those criteria there. And so OnForce charges a posting fee of $15, and then they charge a technician 15%. So on a $100 transaction, they're taking $30.
Yeah.
In the Work Market world, we make $9 for that. And so there's a $21 there more to be divided up. And so, look, we've made it so that, and for us, look, it's a volume game, Rick. We think that we're going to get all our volume back in the IT business. It's already happening. People are already jumping on the platform. People are using it, and we're having a very high degree of success. We're about a month and a half ahead of plan where we are right now. Because our platform is agnostic to the kind of labor in our world, is that we think that Work Market will be used in industries outside of IT. By the way, we already have some people that are IT providers on our platform that are getting work in other areas. And so that's kind of cool also. And we've already seen a whole bunch of IT people invite other family members in that are doing other kinds of work on Work Market. And we can have a whole interview about that one day, because that's kind of exciting also. But because the breadth of Work Market, and because we're not just that last 10% of the business model, right? Just that last minute, you know, I need some help kind of business model. Because we're addressing the vendor management part also, which makes up, by the way, a much larger part of the spend, we're able to drop our price so dramatically, because the amount of volume that's addressed by our platform is so much greater. We did that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, the person doing the work can make a lot more money. By the way, when people see work on our system, and they see somebody saying, hey, and this is something that we get a lot of calls on this, hey, that work that's being shown to me, you know what? I need to make more than that. Well, how much more do you need to make? 10%. Well, by the way, do you know that the work that you're being shown on our system, there are no fees coming off of that. The fee's already been deducted. Right, and so two things. One, our fee is the lowest in the industry. Okay, so people should, in theory, then be able to make a lot more money with us. We're doing that because we can get the volume. But two, when anybody sees work on our system, it's net of fees already. There's no more fees coming out of it. 100%. What you see is what you get. We call it net money. You net that. That's what you net.
Okay. Now, I take it that there's some negotiation that goes on. If the fee's too low, they can always go back and say, "Hey, I can do this for more." Then that, does a greater fee get tacked onto that, or
No. So they never see the fee. So when a provider sees money and they go, I need to be paid $100, you know what they get? $100.
And you see, that's another fundamental difference there between this and OnForce and some of the other platforms. That was always one of my my concerns, I should say. There really was not that much room for negotiation on terms and certain things. This platform, the Work Market platform, you're pretty much one-on-one with that other entity, and you're free to negotiate with them as the two parties see fit.
The technology is there in the negotiation. You could ask for more money on an assignment. You could ask for a different date on an assignment. All that's there. But you know what's happening? People are picking up the phone and saying, hey, what's the story with this? Because the name and the phone numbers are there. We're not hiding that anymore. So you're not restricted to the technology. So our clients pick up the phone. But, Rick, even before that happens, remember, you invited me into this group. I accepted that invitation. I understand work expectation. And by the way, I also have an economic expectation already established. So there's no surprises here.
I think that's a key there, is that there are no surprises when it comes to that relationship between the two parties. I think that's one of the biggest fundamental differences overall when you think about it. You know, everybody is communicating with each other as they should be communicating, as they would expect to. And as you said, there are no surprises.
Look, visibility in our office, there's a couple of words that are stuck to the walls in big, big letters. Visibility is one of them. Transparency is another one of those words. And alignment is another one of those words. Okay?
And that's what makes Work Market, in my opinion, more of a true platform.
And you could run your business here. Right? You don't have to go between three platforms anymore. And by the way, we saw IT providers, these network engineers are sitting there with a little piece of paper and they're going, oh, I see a piece of work from another platform here. Hold on, let me look here. What's their fee? Oh, they charge me 15%. Oh, you know, that platform charges me 12%. Oh, that platform charges me 11%. They can't calculate, you know, all that. Like, who wants to do that? By the way, now, what you see is what you get.
So there are some big differences here, and as far as some of the listeners are concerned that are still having reservations about this, don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, just jumping all over it and say everything is perfect. I mean, there's nothing perfect in this world, but I'll have to admit that after looking over the Work Market platform, this is kind of where I wanted OnForce to be some years ago, where I thought they were going to be and where they weren't. And that was, to be honest, that was my biggest disappointment with what OnForce became. It's not what they started off with, but rather what they became later on down the road. And
here I see
Work Market is a way to actually bring that platform that I was thinking was going to be there with OnForce. I think this is where it really may be.
Look, here's the deal. First of all, there's not one person on the force field or anywhere else that can say to you that I called Jeff and he didn't listen to what I had to say. I take every phone call and I listen. I learned a long time ago from a very, very successful person, 2 ears and one mouth, listen twice as much as you speak. Okay? I always take that phone call. I always take the feedback. I always write it down and I always discuss it with my team. Right? And so a lot of the innovations you see happening are directly from the people telling us and communicating to us. Look, I can't figure it all out on my own, right? But I can listen, and I will take the feedback, and we will try it. We will not make 100% of the people happy. Somebody will have a problem with something that we did. I will try, and I will keep working until I make everybody 100% happy. And by the way, this is our industry. This is our business, right? We've been doing this for 19 years. I will go down dying doing this business and making this business work well, right? I'm committed. But if somebody picks up the phone and they don't like something, they can always call me.
I think that you're on the right track. And I think that no matter, you know, what some techs think of the platform, I think there's potential here for it to really be something more than just another platform. I think I think you're going to do pretty well here.
Look, if you look at, you know, other systems out there, and again, you know, we're taking all those other systems out of our vocabulary, right? They're just not, you know, as far as we're concerned, you know, it's really not a competition, right? You know, we've really invested a lot of money here, invested a lot of time and a lot of resources and a lot of hours. Can you run your business on another platform for free? And I don't think so, mm-hmm. right? Can you get the work at the fee structure that we have on our platform? I don't think so, right? Can you manage all of your vendors on another platform? I don't think so. Can you regulate the work that you get and who you get it from on another platform? I don't think so, right? And so can you socialize and talk to people and have groups of people on the other platforms? I don't think so. And by the way, I'd love to see people on the force field form their own groups and then say, you know what? We've got the number one people in our group. You know, it's not going to be the cheapest group, but you're going to get the quality out of this group. And they, if I was on that side of the business, I would say, okay, this is my group. It's Jeff Leventhal's group or it's the JL group. And if you want to be a member of this group, you better do 100% perfect job every time. And when our clients see that group and they see the feedback on that group, because all those kind of things are coming, they're going to wrap their work to that group. They're going to be like, you know what? I'm sending all my work to Rick Savoy's group because every member he has in his group are high-quality people. He's vetted that group, and that group's got a perfect rating.
And it raises the bar for everyone else.
Yeah, right. And by the way, if you don't, you know, if people don't like your terms, don't accept their work. It goes both ways.
That's true.
We're a big believer in that, right?
That's true. That's what a marketplace is all about.
We've tried to address it. Okay, is it perfect? We think we're getting there, but we've got work to do. And if people say, hey, you know, do a little bit of this, do a little bit of that, we're here to listen.
Well, as I said, nothing's perfect, but if you're pointing in that right direction, doing the best you can, and whatever you do, I think that right there counts.
By the way, talk about alignment again. We don't make any money unless the transaction closes successfully, unless both the person who asked for the transaction and the person who performed the transaction both are happy. Because if that transaction doesn't close, I don't make any money. So we're 100% aligned to make sure the person doing the work does a good job and shows up and is happy. And again, I may have said this to you 24 months ago, you know, or episode 24. Getting the right person to the right place at the right time, that's science. Any platform can do that. Getting them there with the right attitude to do a great job, that's art. And that's what my team understands, yep. right? Getting the person to show up because they want to show up, because they're being paid properly to show up, because they have got the right skill and we've given them the right job to do. Right, I can give you a job for $1,000. You know what? If you need to, if it's a cooking job, it's not going to help you much. Right? You're not going to do a good job. If somebody says, "Come here and you know, cook me some, you know, filet mignon," you may not do a great job at it. Right? It doesn't matter if it's $1,000. And if I give you a $50 job and it's perfectly matched to your skills, you might be able to get it done in 1 minute. It might have been good. We've worked really, really, really hard to build an amazing search engine within our product. A lot of the other platforms out there, I think, use. What they have is check boxes. So what does everybody do? They check every single box. And when somebody creates work, they check every single box. And then it goes, okay, everybody's qualified to do this work. That's not really how, you know, the world's evolved, right? Now we've got an amazing search technology that really helps us understand who really is the right person for that, right? Let's look at their profile. Let's look at their LinkedIn profile if they have one, if they want to share that. Mm-hmm. They can upload a resume. They can upload unstructured text into the system, and our system will read that when we're saying, Rick, these are the people who should be in your group, mm-hmm. right?
It's a big difference between the cookie cutter work orders and actually putting a contract together between two parties.
Right, but if you expect to show up to you know to work market, and if you expect to show up and hey, all of a sudden everything's going to be beautiful, no, you got to put some time into it, apply to the right groups, join the right groups, right? Make your profile good, add good text to it. Our search engine is going to look at that. And then we're going to get you the right jobs that you're looking for.
That sounds good to me. I take it this system is different for techs and the vendors or the buyers?
No, it's the same. Again, I think I mentioned earlier in the conversation is that we've got one system, one account. When you log into the work market, you can buy and sell in one spot.
Okay.
So right on demand. And by the way, it's pretty cool because what we saw happen already, so we didn't turn on our payment links in our system because we were just testing the system with about 19 of our customers. We wanted to kind of see how that workflow worked, how it worked for them. We wanted to work out any kinks in our system. And so we didn't turn on the opportunity for payment to anybody else. Well, so our customers are sitting there sending work out and people are making money from the work that they're doing. Well, you know what? A number of the people who did the work, the engineers, the network guys, the people doing the work, they accepted that work, they have the money in their account, and you know what? They then started to create their own tickets and send them out. Mm. That's what we wanted. And they invited their own people in, And then they sent them work through our system with the money they earned. So I'm looking at the system, and I'm like, hey, who's that client? I never heard of this guy. And how is he spending money? The payment links aren't on. I'm like, oh, wow, you know what? He's spending the money he made.
Ah, I see.
And so there's this kind of viral component to the system that's evolving. And it's, so now people, they make money on the system, and then they turn around, and they build their own network of people. The same way you build your network, Rick. You know, you've got your group out there. So you've got a following there already, right? And I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was surprised, actually, just how fast it built.
Right. And, you know what? And that's the other thing about our clients. You know, so we've got a multi-billion dollar OEM looking at our system right now. And so they built some groups on our system. And they went out there and put their toe in the water. And they go, well, let's see what you have in the skill set category. And so they did that. And their experience, they were blown away that they came in the next day and they had such a large group of people who've applied to do work for them and have taken their test and have, you know, qualified to do work for them. They were blown away by it. Anyway, point is that this person took the money that they made on the system, turned around, and then sent work out to his resources. One of those resources who makes money, I bet you one day will turn around, spend that money on somebody else, and then send out other resources. And so there's a whole ecosystem forming here.
That's very interesting. That's it's definitely something to watch.
Now, can you do that on another platform? I don't think so, right?
No, I don't think so.
The comparison gap keeps growing, right?
Yeah, it does. Well, Jeff, before we go, can you give us the contact information? How do we contact WorkMarket, or how do we contact you or your staff at WorkMarket if we want more information?
WorkMarket, 1-800-229-WORK. And so
WorkMarket.
Yep, that is our phone number in New York City. Of course, people can always email jeff@workmarket.com, or they could email info@workmarket.com. I think that's the best way to contact us, right?
Yeah.
Call, email.
Sounds good.
Stop by the office. We're in New York City, 20th Street between 5th and 6th Avenue. By the way, Rick, here's a little fact for you. When we were looking for office space, we know the landlord, and you know we had done some. You know, we've rented space to him in the past, and he goes, Jeff, you won't believe this. Your OnForce office space just came back to the market. I go, really? I go, you know, can we take it? He goes, absolutely. So we're in the OnForce. Not only, you know, are we back in the business, we got our old, and then not only do we have our own team back, we're all back in our office.
You're back in the old office.
We're in the OnForce office, and that was a pure coincidence. I personally think it was kind of karma or something else, right? You know, that was kind of interesting that this many years later, at the time we needed the space, the tenant was just moving out.
That is something.
So we're back. So a lot of the people in your audience have visited us there at one time or another. So you can call. You can't fax us. I don't know the fax number. But you can call, you can stop by the office, or you can email.
Well, we know where you are, that's for sure. If you're in the old OnForce offices, I think a lot of people know where that used to be.
Yes.
And now your WorkMarket. Well, Jeff, once again, I want to thank you for being on the Force Field again and spending some time with us to talk to us about WorkMarket. And hope everything goes well for you. Wish you the best of success with it. I mean, you're welcome back, of course, on the show anytime.
Thank you. Now, look, Rick, you know, you've been great from the beginning. The Force Field community has been great from the beginning. We are grateful for the relationship, and we're grateful for the people from the Force Field community who've participated and who've shared feedback. And so if I haven't said thank you already, you know, I'm saying thank you again. And myself and the whole team are extremely grateful for the feedback and the help. We really are.
Thank you, Jeff. Well, thanks a lot. You have a great day. And I guess we'll talk to you later on.
Okay, Rick. Thank you.
Well, folks, our time is up. I would like to thank everyone for listening, my kids for allowing me to do this without interruptions, and my wife for just putting up with me. If you would like to comment on the program, you can email me at rick@theforcefield.net or visit our website at www.theforcefield.net. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and do not represent The Force Field, Savoia Computer, or advertisers. All music on the show is original and was written and performed by Brother Rancid and the Brand New Pygmies. Our announcer is Felix DeCat. The show is produced and distributed by Savoia Computer. For The Force Field, I'm Rick Savoia. May The Force Field be with you.